Now, so ease off, Carolyn, and relax about your position.
Yes, sir.
Now, put it on a shelf until you are happy with it.
So, all right, so then to finish, so was Alexander Pope struck by the irony that he had, that he was, he'd write a book complaining about the books and it would be a bestseller and spread the disease. Did he include that irony in his writing of the Dunciad? Probably not.
Not so much.
Did he realize it in his own life?
Certainly.
Later, at least, as it became popular. And was that a conundrum for him? Like, did he figure, well, I didn't foresee that, and now what? How do I... Did he get... He got to a conundrum like that?
Certainly.
He did?
Alexander Pope. You know, he realized the medium is a message, but you had to write a book to... You had to enhance the medium as a message to... He criticized the disease. Thought he was offering a cure, but the cure just carried on like the disease. So he didn't resolve that. So then that would be an unrealized creation that later writers maybe that would lead up to James Joyce. You know what I mean? Did they work with the Pope's unrealized creations?
Sure.
And James Joyce would be one of them. Okay. And then McLuhan would certainly replay it or develop it himself. So now we can. Now you're fading out. Is it time to go?
Don't know. We just.
Well, let me get a more exciting topic.
And if Connie was sort of easing into that comfort place, it was just sort of too slow.
Mm-hmm.
And now it works under soda crackers. I'm gonna go find a soda cracker. That ought to be interesting for your. Recording on your iBox, wouldn't it?
Okay, so in this somebody point. Oh, the woman who wants a reading. That's how I recommend. Sister Cecilia.
Mm-hmm.
That means I got an email from her. Maybe I could send an email to her. Sister, who's that?
Well, yeah, that's what you get reply to earlier.
No, but
that was within the Ionic system.
Oh,
this,
I see.
This would be from James, so I'll go forward. Questions for Bob, Jed, Lauren Green. There it is. All right, so now it's the same Sister Cecilia, but anyways, I'll do that. Okay, so she brought in this point. Seen on radar. I'll bring it up. Seen on radar by thousands today over Australia. This is published January 22nd. And it's described as a contact in Australia just alerted me to what he describes as very strange weather taking place over the southwest of Australia. He told me to go to the National Weather Satellite images if I could not open the images he attached. By the time I discovered the email and checked, the largely clearly defined ring had mostly dissipated, but still was just visible on a time loop, which was spiraling counterclockwise. Interesting choice.
Time loop?
Yeah. The image above is what my contact sent me, which shows a wide band ring covering many hundreds of miles across the southwest of Australia, with a small dot, presumably a cloud, shown just right of center. I checked the site several hours later and played a loop for the radar, which was on the site at that time. Radar confirmed the image above and showed the ring fading, but still visible over a period of a couple of hours. Regrettably, the loop could not be saved so that I could share it here. That loop is not now on the site, but the satellite image taken is very interesting. It shows a very large counterclockwise rotation over West Australia, where the mysterious large ring had appeared. It revealed a small and brief appearance of a condensation trail formed off the coastline and from the center, but had been the huge ring, a series of three small spiraling arms. These arms can be seen moving out of the area and moving northeast. This is one of those rare occasions when I could buy weather experimentation effects or other experiments being performed by HARP. It is hoped to receive an explanation from the Australian Government Weather Bureau for these series of strange effects. And then he gets a response from the Weather Bureau. Do you know what I'm referring to, Ion?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to address the government response, but what is happening there? Anything worth noting?
Well, not what they're trying to assimilate, but...
It's not a HARP phenomena.
No, good gracious. Don't they have to be marvelous creators to pull that off, wouldn't they?
No, they do. Ion says they can play with the weather, the HARP people.
Well, we are here, and yes, they can, but that's not what that is.
Right. I get you, yeah. Okay, so
They could pull that off, they couldn't stop it, and it would destroy Australia.
Right, so what is it? In fact, what is it?
We're afraid to say, Bob.
No, don't be afraid. I may not be able to handle it, but I can live with it. Live with the incomplete handling. Go ahead.
Power, energy, from world to world, just like Carolyn, sometimes gets full.
Right.
And you have the electromagnetic influxes from world to world.
So it's a materialization of what Nina and Fringe is concerned about?
Not exactly, but that's so close, it works.
It's an exchange going on between... Mm-hmm. It's the Norwegians mm-hmm. who went into the parallel mm-hmm. world and had a spiral effect. This is nature responding to a communication between...
No, this is nature responding to a buildup of electric or electromagnetic pulsing.
Between two creators in both worlds?
No, between two worlds. They were already created by creators.
Right, not the humans, the physical worlds themselves.
Right.
Right, and it's not the colliding, but, I mean, Nina's worried about a particular kind of communication that's going to happen, the colliding.
Nina's worried about the words that came from Mr. Bell of the great storm coming.
Yeah, but it's a particular angle on potential communication between the two worlds. This is a visible figure, a manifestation of a communication between two worlds. It's not having the Mr. Bell climactic situation, but...
Well, that's not even unfolded completely yet.
Yeah,
you know,
but this isn't...
You can't really speak to that yet. We could, but then you'd be mad because we gave away the plot line.
Right, but Ion...
Heil Hitler.
Yeah, Ion... talked about increasing mystery landscape, portal realities being shown to us. This is the latest stuff. This is the latest stuff. I mean, I don't know if we ever picked it up before on satellite.
Yes, but it could never be put out.
It got put out this time.
Mm-hmm.
Why did it get put out? Because they decided we were ready for it? Or?
Nope. Human creators want to know everything.
So we
say they don't want to understand or deal with anything, but they want to know everything.
Want to know about everything?
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, but they don't want to be responsible for what they find out, but they do want to know.
Right. It sounds like me. You say I emphasize knowing as opposed to being.
Mm-hmm.
Is that within the disservices of that, or that's or I have
not a disservice? It's just a contrast builder.
That's in my way. I do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this has been seen before, and it got released by someone in the organization, so that it went out, or our own desire sucked it out of their secret files.
Maybe you got a 50-50 shot either way. Maybe a little of both, Bob.
Yeah, we sucked it out, and somebody responded and put it out. So, mm-hmm. but it is a phenomenon that does not fit into what our geophysical knowledge is. Just like in CERN, they can't fit the new phenomena into their knowledge framework. This is something that we don't fit into, but once we acknowledge parallel worlds, we're seeing evidence of an interaction.
It's very logical, and you wanted to remember, so I guess it has to be on CNN before you're buying it, so...
Does that apply to me?
No.
Not so much, right?
Not so much, but you wrap into whatever meme of the moment is, and...
Yeah.
You know, so it comes and goes.
Right. So, is there...
That's not a negative connotation, it just is.
This is another... I mean, you got CERN proving there's no time. This is showing there's parallel world communication going on. Two-world communication going on, right?
Well, but for the average bear, that there are two worlds.
Yeah, they don't see even that. Just like for the CERN guys. What, there's no time? That's a problem. But for those that can stay...
Hey, how are we going to get paid if there's no time? We get paid by the hour.
Yeah. And, okay. Yeah, so in this case, it is evidence of inter-world communication. And, inter-world communication, it's evidence of it. And I think we'll be seeing more of this, is what Ion says. We're going to see more and more of this.
We don't think, we know.
Right, now, this image is not showing a problem, a negative situation. It's just,
yet.
Yeah, it's showing an interaction. That does point to potential worries like Nina Sharp's.
But it turns the human creator, anything you don't understand, instantaneously becomes an apocalyptic abomination.
Right.
And you won't have it any other way. I mean, we can send you the best of all that is, and then you say it's something coming to kill you in your bed.
Right.
And humans in general, not you specifically.
Right, right. And so this, the people who took the picture have seen this for a while. Are they puzzled and negative about it, concerned?
They just don't understand it, that's all.
But they don't see any negative connotations in it yet.
Hey, they're seeing northern lights in Los Angeles, and they won't admit that either.
Is that right?
But you can't do that. Well, it is. They take pictures of it, they make YouTubes of it, and then they can't say it's that because that can't be.
Right, because you're only supposed to see the aurora borealis up north, I guess.
Right.
So how come they can see it? That means the curvature of the Earth is not...
No, the electromagnetic, which is what the aurora, the northern lights are, is a shifting of that electromagnetic refraction or friction that show up that way.
This particular, the aurora borealis in Las Vegas.
In everywhere.
Right. Can we relate the inner and outer and middle kingdoms to this phenomenon over Australia?
No.
That model.
No, you cannot. Let me tell you
that gets into the parallel world stuff.
That's right. So, see, there you go. And if you try... You shake yourself loose from the single tree.
From the what?
Single tree.
You mean if we try to get into the parallel world topic, we'll shake ourselves?
Yeah, you know, like the horses pull the wagon or the buggy? Well, the horses are hooked to the buggy by a single tree. And if you add parallel worlds to what you're asking about, you shake the horses away from the buggy.
Okay, you listening to this, Carol?
Yeah.
Yeah, this image of Australia?
Yeah.
It's pointing to parallel worlds, communication, energy level. Okay.
In the other world, they're having the exact same opposite effect.
What would be the opposite?
Directionally
and invertedly.
But seeing the same circle.
No, it would be the opposite. It would be like an inside-out version. Or if you took a mirror image of the picture that they show you, that's what they're seeing from the other.
Are they puzzled by it?
Yes, same as you. See, here's the thing, Bob.
The one okay. Send me the Earl?
Let's just say this. Parallel worlds are not far away. Mm-hmm. See, you give this experience like it's just like a million light years from here to here. We never said they were a long way away.
They're right in the room here.
Well, no, not quite that. See, because then you'll run with that. And we're not quite saying that, but...
It's just a shift of frequency. It's not distance.
Well, as long as you don't use time to gauge the distance by how long it takes you to get there, then okay. But if you have to apply a light year application, then you're screwed anyway. But see, no further from the stratosphere to the ionosphere, you could have another parallel world from right there.
No further than the stratosphere or the ionosphere, or the distance between the stratosphere and the ionosphere?
Yeah, 40 to 90,000 feet.
Yeah.
You can have another world. But see, when you say that, from a dimensional standpoint, they say, no, it can't be. But we're saying, yes, it is. You just haven't figured it out yet.
Yeah, now when you say an idea like that to me, it's not a problem, but because I don't have really any knowledge of any of this stuff, I haven't built up a framework for it. So
I know, but we have to be soft because you're making an archive.
You mean on this tape?
Yeah.
No, but I'm just saying my way. It's almost like I don't care. So I accept what you're saying too easily. I don't have a concern. I don't have an image of the world. And then, oh, gee.
Yes, but you play with it, and then you have empirical references, and then you want to ferret it out. And we're just making the breakpoints so you don't get tangled up in your own knowingness.
And how are you making the breakpoint?
That between the stratosphere and the ionosphere can be another world, but not in your living room.
Right.
You can have a portal in your living room, but you can't have, like, from the basement, the first floor to the roof could be a parallel world. See, we're not saying that, because you'd tear that up.
Right. A portal is a way to a parallel world.
Absolutely, and that could be in your bathroom.
In the what?
Bathroom.
Yeah. No, okay, so that's the important distinction. There are portals, but the actual place you go to is somewhere near the ionosphere.
Well, now, and we're not saying only there.
Right.
But it can be as close as there.
Okay, good. So
now that's the great storm that William Bell's talking about.
No, it's just there, but he's...
It will.
Okay, but it's the great storm. It's not the fact that it's only a short distance from us. There's a great storm.
The fact that can collide.
Yeah, and
then the disturbance of the frequency level from the middle, outer, and inner kingdom crossing into a parallel world will cause those to merge, and you can only have one middle, outer, and inner kingdom, regardless of how many worlds are there.
Right, so I'm interpreting that he's concerned about that fate, but you're saying the fact that it's that close encourages that fate.
Exactly, because, see, it doesn't matter if you have 100 worlds, you still have only one now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, how many nows can you have? No, just one.
Oh, that's what we were going to do before, the past now and the present now. But before we get into that, Carolyn, so we the other day did the Three Kingdoms, and then Ian said, well, we're going to bring in the parallel worlds in a later session. You're not ready for that. Well, this image, shows right up to sort of lead into it.
And made you ask.
Yeah, made me ask. And
but you wouldn't know or care either way. You don't even have a dog in the fight. You just found it interesting, the anomaly of, well, now we know what they think they know. Now what's real?
Right. And so looking at that spiral image in Western Australia, it's not a portal. Not a portal.
That one is not a portal or the afterglow of a portal. It's just
the expression of an exchange of energy.
Would you call it a microchasm?
Microcosm? Or chasm?
Well, we were saying chasm is in a distance between two.
Yeah.
two sides of a big hole.
Yeah, because we, you know, you can go millions of miles out there. If it's just in our ionosphere, that's pretty close in cosmic.
Well, and it's closer than you're giving. You don't have any concept of that.
Right.
So to say that puts it in a pinnacle point of space. And that we're saying it can be as close as that. As close as. It doesn't have to be, but it can be as close as that.
And so
where's heaven? Heaven, Jesus is coming from heaven. Where's heaven?
Okay, hold it. So,
you don't know that either. That's a parallel world.
Right. And the,
right?
Yeah. You mean it is? Or?
Yeah, it is.
Is it in the non-physical?
Well, yes, Bob.
It's one of the levels of heaven? No.
Well, we're talking about all of heaven. All the levels of heaven fit into heaven.
Right, is that what we're calling parallel world, these levels of heaven?
We never have ever one time ever before, but we just did then.
Okay, good. Okay, so that's a new dynamic. But the...
And then there's a song, look this one up. Look this one up, you'll love it. It's oldie. Heaven's just a sin away.
Right, but what we just saying?
No, we're just saying look that one up and listen to it. It's kind of great fun.
Oh, okay, I don't have to do it now.
No, you don't have to do it in a second, but it'll explain what we're trying to get you to the place of potentially embracing a little bit.
Okay, so the...
We're leading the witness, Bob.
Yeah, you've been doing that the whole 9 months, right?
No, we sure have, and we've enjoyed the interaction, and you're such a quick study, it's getting easier and easier and easier. You don't let much slip by. Long.
Yeah. Yeah, I may not know anything, but I'm pretty good at catching up.
Knowing what you don't know.
Tuning in and faking knowing what I don't know.
Figuring out what you didn't know you wanted to know.
Right. Okay, I didn't know it. Okay, so the, I'm talking about these, two worlds.
Carolyn, soda crackers work great.
They work great on me or on her?
No, they work great on her.
Okay.
We had Ritz crackers. JW was pandering for Ritz crackers and Dr. Pepper, and he's just all right as rain.
Okay, so he was picking up.
So that's your answer, Ritz crackers.
Yeah, he was picking up on her craving.
And engaged it, and
like
we're back.
Oh, I see. Okay, so the so you got this parallel world. So I didn't want to get into it, but now we're getting into it.
Well, because that's why we tried to make this a free night, so you wouldn't be limited to certain topical,
right.
Categorical...
So I could catch up with where we could go today.
With the little string stuff that you're like, well, what about this? Well, what about this?
Yeah.
Because where we're trying to get Carolyn to put things on the shelf until she gets to them, we're trying to get you to clean your damn shelf off because it's getting too crowded.
Right, because I don't get to it.
And then what happens is then you got to straighten the shelf.
Right.
I mean, that makes you crazy. Well, Carolyn doesn't want to put it on the shelf. She wants to get it done and out, done and out, done and out.
Yeah.
Good. That's a good parallel.
Okay, so we've arrived.
Pardon the pun.
But there was a thought you were saying. Is this parallel world communication getting more visible or more intense due to the thinning of the veil?
Yes.
All right, so that's another. So we have.
And it's on you, and it's on you like a bad haircut.
You being me,
you
Bob?
You humans, it's on you like a bad haircut. Daily, as you start writhing in this knowingness that you don't have a clue about, it's going to become more and more clearly, presently evident that there's something else going on. And we're here, right here, right now, to tell you, fasten your seatbelts, because it's a-coming.
Right, and we have Ion, that's the most important news broadcaster, to tell us as we're going, for those that are lucky enough to tune in to find out what's going on.
Yes, and those non-physicals, the resonance that we spoke about months ago, like it was, is coming into your now.
What are those non-physical, you mean those that listen to us, or?
No, Bob. You wanted readings, and there was no readings.
Right.
No readings. You couldn't give them away. And now, all of a sudden, every time you turn around, you're having one like every day.
Right, but the
bam, 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 bam,
I see that Kevin can put things on the shelf a little more because we've gone through the 9-month course. We're ready to go public. We get some of the basics so that we will understand the questions that will come up in the listeners. And
well, there's very little that they've come up with that you haven't embraced.
Who's they? Okay. The listeners, yeah. Yeah. Well, we...
Yeah.
Okay, so the... Was I supposed to eat that chicken, Carol?
Mm-hmm.
That was good. So...
We eat chicken, he's like, was I supposed to? Because it's good. I mean, it's gone, so yeah, was I supposed to? That's right.
Yeah, no, I...
Too late now, Bob.
Yeah, I did, but just checking that it usually is prepared more. There's other stuff, so it was just raw chicken. So I assumed it was for me, and I'm just checking. Yeah, I knew it was for me.
Raw chicken, did
I know. If it was really, if I didn't know, I wouldn't have eaten it.
Oh, well, no, you'd have asked. Do we eat raw chicken, Cal? No, yeah. Bob, we don't eat chicken tartare.
Okay, so the, what, okay, so the thinning of the veil, we've talked about how it affects the magma and the, and the earth.
That's the inner kingdom.
Yeah. Well, the magma and the mantle and the crust, doesn't it affect at all? Or is it...
Well, that's not what you asked, so we answered what you asked.
Right, so the thinning of the veil is affecting the earth reality. And then...
Well, now...
No, we got that. We got that.
Yeah, but don't... But please, please be easy, because you're categorically saying that one instance affects all three kingdoms, and we're saying not necessarily. But the first question that you asked was that the thinning of the veil is affecting the magma.
That's the
inner kingdom. And we say yes. But it may not necessarily have any, what's that word?
I don't know.
Any interaction with the outer kingdom.
Right. And now,
however, it can, but not necessarily, not an ifso facto anomaly. Good.
This parallel world...
Okay.
The image we have is showing the thinning of the veil's effect on the outer kingdom. You like that?
Mm.
The parallel worlds would be included? No.
Yes.
Well, there we come to the point you were going to tell us if they do or not relate.
Right. If they can, yes, they can. Do they every time without fail or exception? Not a chance. Because there's much going on in your outer kingdom that you don't have a clue.
Right.
There's much, you know, you can't even find on the crust of your planet, you can't even find the stuff that's there already that you're just now getting around to noticing to find that you didn't know was there, that was there before, and was there before you found the other stuff that is. And you see, that's just a constant dog chasing this tail. But then you use what you find in the outer kingdom to then change the relationship between you and you in the middle kingdom. You look at things differently once the outer kingdom starts dragging shit home that you got to deal with.
Right. So the...
Global warming, global cooling.
But this image, this image we're seeing, that's an image of our middle kingdom now.
Well...
No, there's the crust.
For you, in those that see that, yes. But if some do not see that, then the answer would be no.
Mm.
Because they don't have it in their knowing place to include it in their middle kingdom. Now, they could have a feeling place in their inner kingdom regarding it.
Mm.
The plants and the beast. Why do dogs howl at the moon? Because their non-physical resonate with that place. Don't many feel it, and they do, and they don't know why. Well, the same thing can be true with these anomalies that you're discussing, and this is just one of hundreds coming that would cause a feeling place that you would even engage, because you get lots of emails that you don't look at and don't be bothered with and don't give attention to. You know what I mean? Some of the frou-frou, hooey stuff, I mean, the energy it takes to figure all that out. It's like Carolyn with her 14,000 emails a day. You know, some you got to give attention to, and some you're like, what the hell is this? Click, 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 we're good. Well,
but we're not talking about the iron ones I check on.
Well, but it's relative. But I'm just saying, like the engaging of individuals, you know, some people just become chat hounds, and they want a reading, and then they ask 900 questions on email and want to answer. And then they go, thanks, I'm going to have a reading very soon, but I really can't think of a question. Well, you've already asked 900, so you shouldn't have a question.
Right. Yeah.
So that's all right. But that's just trying to ease into this place so they don't have caveat emptor as a problem with their ionic reading.
Well, I didn't get that lesson. What's easing in? All their questions is easing in. Okay, so the...
Because of caveat emptor or buyer beware.
They're worried about that. That
yeah, of course.
Okay, so what... So we were just saying before that the much is going to be manifested, and... Oh, well, yeah, so the Norwegians that went into a parallel world and then the spiral showed up in the sky,
They're not back yet.
Yeah, that showed up because of the thinning of the veil.
In
other words, it might not have shown up 50 or 1,000 years ago because the veil wasn't thinning.
When was that?
Right, so, but we hadn't thought of that. We're going to see phenomena, strange phenomena like that, like, they have portaled into the other world several times before, and that image did not show up. You know what I mean? But it showed up this time because of the thinning of the veil and the changing of, quote, matter.
We would say your baseline of your statement is absolutely true. But people have been parallel worlding forever, and there's been other anomalies that would show up.
But there were no cameras to photograph it.
And no askers to wonder about it.
Yeah.
Then they would just build, if that happened in their ancient past, if that's what you want to call it, they'd build a god to it.
Right, to the phenomena.
Yeah, they'll make a statue to capture it. This is how this lined up, and this is what this is about, and blah, 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 blah,
right,
blah.
Right.
And this is a holy place. This is sacred ground. This is something special, special resonance within the planet. Well, the human creators can subdue that any way they want to. Okay? And you know that, but to say that now all of a sudden all these anomalies are just now, first time ever, no.
Right.
It is the very first time ever you're noticing it.
Right, and the media chip landscape helps that to be seen, and the chip technology. And ion shows up to be noticed too.
Well, yes. Hey, Carolyn.
She's watching a movie and eating. But before we get to her, hold that thought. Is ion maybe the major strange phenomena to show up? In parallel, juxtaposed with all this other stuff that's going to happen, because it's like all the strange phenomena's coming. And ion is at the center of the strange phenomena, reporting on it. So
we're trying to file off the rough edges regarding it so it doesn't catch you human creators that you're creating unaware.
Yeah, but all this phenomena is going to happen and is happening. And what people eventually will say, wait a minute, we got this phenomena that's on the radio every week that can explain all this. What is that? You know what I mean? There'll be that kind of pondering. In other words, it's like Alexander Pope complaining about the books, and then he's a book himself. Ion is describing the strange mystery landscape phenomena that's becoming known, and it is the strangest mystery landscape that's available. you can follow that thinking, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
And have no problem with that because it's vaguely specific enough to apply to every situation, and any time it works for everybody, then it's likely going to work for you.
Right.
Good.
Let me try again. It's funny, she's watching the movie so intently, can't see me waving at her. Oh, she sees me. Ian has a question for you, or a statement.
Hello.
On your left foot.
Yeah.
Extend it out.
Uh-huh.
Kind of like, so it would be as flat as it can be.
Yeah.
And that's not painful.
No.
Okay, now pull it up and pull the, your big toe as close as you can to your nose with your leg extended.
Yeah.
There, you feel it, right?
Nope.
Pull your big toe up and then stretch your foot up tighter.
No. No, it's not the Achilles. It's just when I walk, it'll pull on either side of the heel, the protruding heel. It's not on the back of the heel. It's on either side of it.
All right, then, all right. If you want to play that way, then take your foot and kind of make it as straight as you can, and then take your big toe and turn it toward your right foot.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that puts a stretch on the side of the outside of the heel, but not painful.
Is that more sensitive than the inside?
Uh-huh. Right. It is. Yeah, that's where the original pain was.
I understand. Okay, now take your big toe and point it to the left.
Nothing there.
Well, no, wait now. We're not through. Now pull your toe up towards your nose.
Mm-hmm.
And to extend it, turn it, stretch it.
No.
But you do feel a little on the outside.
Yeah, a little on the, little. Mm-hmm.
Okay, what about when you're bending it towards your right foot and then wiggle your toes? You know how you kind of roll your toes and move them up and down in an orderly fashion?
Maybe. Yeah.
Well, when you get some pressure on your foot, like if you don't have pressure, bend it a little bit more and then wiggle it.
Yeah. I mean, that puts the stretch, intensifies the stretch just a little. But, I mean, it's just that I feel it. It's not painful. It's only painful when I walk.
Play with that when you think about it, that stretching thing.
I've been trying to stretch it, that's true.
Just to help you. The only thing is with you, you don't want to get stiff.
Yes.
That's all.
Okay.
You're limber as a dish rag now, so you can't get much more limber, but if you start favoring it, you'll have residue.
Exactly.
And that'll be something to have to get over. So right. We were just...
Thank you.
Certainly. Sorry.
Thank you.
Back to the sleep.
Okay, Doug. Thank you. Bob?
I think we definitely don't want to go into the parallel world implications tonight. It's too late.
I think to get the full schism, we concur.
Yeah, and so I'll write a note on that, and that includes the topic of the past now and the present now that you wanted to talk about. So I'll put that in. We'll call this. So I'm getting emails from Ion. They're not coming from JW because he's not really doing much on his computer lately. Right. So, I mean, it's Ion using his computer. Okay.
Well, we don't know. Are they coming from JW? Are they coming from Ion?
No, they're coming from Ion. And they often have Ion, JW's email is where they're sent from. But it's proven that it's not JW sending because he's not on his computer much.
Right.
And he ain't looking for stuff, the news stories.
Okay.
Right, so we have past now. And is it called present now? The other one, present now? Past now, present now, and
future now.
And future now, and then I'll put in parallel worlds in relation to the three kingdoms.
Okay. Any of our emails caught your fancy?
Yes. Okay, let me just put this. So, Parallel World, what was it? Parallel World and Oh, yeah, three kingdoms in relation to... In relation to... two parallel worlds. So I just have that as a reminder. Now, maybe... Okay, you sent... I made note of them. You sent the who... Did who exaggerate the H1N1 virus? That was one from ION.
That's your World Health Organization.
Yeah. Okay. And I think that was the main one recently from ION. We haven't dealt with it. There might have been another one, but I guess we'll have to just check my other list from ION. Did the WHO exaggerate? Okay, we've got that. So that was the latest. Then you go into trash, and there'd be old ions. I'm thinking of asking about some people.
Pretty rough.
Okay, so you have this, the Greek bankruptcy looming, and we talked on the show yesterday how they were discussing it at Davos behind the scenes. How is that discussion going?
Let's see.
Are they coming up with some ostensible way to look like they typed through it?
No, not so much yet. I mean, but they're busy at it. They don't really care what they discover. It's the outside world that affects things. They're just doing what they do, and trying not to get in harm's way from the information superhighway.
And that's what would, I mean, that would be the chip body pointing it out, and that they're not encouraging the pointing out of it.
Right.
And they can function as long as the chip body doesn't point it out?
Certainly.
Yeah, so they know it's there, discussing it, but they're not going to deal with it.
Right.
But it will sneak up. So, okay, so the Bible has the Book of Revelations and all this phenomena that comes during the Armageddon or the Apocalypse. It does not include the weird phenomena that's coming, as you're saying, with the thinning of the veil. There's a lot more stranger phenomena than documented in the Bible, in Revelations. You would agree.
Sure.
Yeah, so... okay, I'll just check my file to see if it reminds me of anything that we haven't touched on, because I think we may end soon. I don't see. Okay, so the White House listened to our show last week. ION said there was somebody in the office, White House, was listening. How did they report it? Did they report it to anybody? Did they get anything out of it?
Of course not.
Yeah, James thought that the reason they listen is they know JW is doing this work, and they're curious about JW because they know of JW. Is that a factor in why they're listening to us? No, it's not that. They're hearing about us from another way, another aspect, and find it an interesting... It's like a pet rock. For them, it's the latest pet rock and
absolutely
fad, and they're monitoring to see what strange stuff is said.
Yeah.
But they're not putting it into... What's said is not being put in their reports to Obama.
Yeah, because they'd just be tearing up their business to be tearing up their business.
Yeah. Tearing up their business to be tearing up their business.
If they gave the information out, they wouldn't get their funding to complete the rest of the story.
That's interesting. There's no money because no one will reveal what they're actually doing because they have a concept of, that's not acceptable. So if they got over that, then they'd announce it, and then they get their money, and the economy would flow a little. So that's the basis of the new economy is your spiritual gifts, acknowledging your spiritual gifts.
Hooray.
All right, so I think you're waiting, so I think we'll go. I think we'll make this the wrap-up. Thank you very much, Ion.
Very, very, very fun. Great. And it was a nice, fun, easy flow show.
Yes, it was a bunch of loose ends got tied, and it was fun for Carolyn to get helped.
Yes, and we've enjoyed playing, and we thank you and appreciate you more than you know for playing with us.
And it's 2:22. I mean, the length of it.
Atlanta, Georgia. Do you have anything to say?
Bob.
Yeah, who's this?
This is Love John.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up, man?
Nothing.
Man, oh, man. A lot is up, really.
What? What's up? A lot?
A lot is up. You know, I think this Ion stuff might be legit after all, Bob. Can you believe it?
Why? Why would you think that? That's ridiculous. Come on. You're fucked up, man. This is just fiction. This is a show.
Oh, yeah.
Well, wow. You know, if you're serious, tell me why you say that.
Because, man, just because of all of the weird stuff I'm reading, man, that syncs up with it.
You know what's really
truth,
interesting? Have you heard about the new TV show? Hey, listen, listen. Have you heard about the new TV show on Jack Parsons?
Yeah, I've been watching it. I've been watching it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
And you know, you know why it's happening? You know why it's happening? Trump announced the space mission a month ago or so. Space Force.
Right, right, right.
So the Satanists who run Hollywood say, we got to get in on that and claim origins. So they're presenting Jack Parsons as a Crowley Satanist, and he started the rocket program. See how Hollywood hijacks the meme?
Right, right, right. Yeah,
it's pretty outrageous what they're showing, eh? What?
Yeah. Don't even get me started about how they're hijacking Crowley, because Crowley was not a Satanist, for one.
Yeah.
The cabal is trying to hijack him.
Yeah.
But in reality, Crowley was fighting. He was employed by the British to use his occult knowledge to stop the Nazis. That's where the V for Victory came from Crowley. V for Victory was an energy to combat the swastika.
No.
So don't even
I've talked to the Evergreens about that. That's all exaggeration. Crowley's a marginal nobody. He did something in New England. He saw a ship coming or something. Very trivial. So I will take the Evergreens on that. So let's not go off into that. The point is that they're taking this obscure guy and they're showing this, and they have a woman eating a crotch. No, a guy eating her crotch right there on Family TV. You see that episode?
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen them all. It's a big deal for us, but I hate to say it that I.
You don't like it.
There's no. It's the best so far of that stuff. The best it's been portrayed ever.
Well, but no one's ever done Crowley before. They've never done this kind of stuff in mainstream media.
No, not in any sort of organized way like this.
Yeah, big deal. And of course, they're showing the Catholic girl. I guess he's gonna leave her. I'm right at the halfway point of the second last episode. So last week's episode, I'll watch that, and the new episode, which happened, I think, Thursday tonight. So I'll catch up to you. But you know, she's a Catholic. She wouldn't let him eat her out, and so she's on the way out, right? And then this other girl turns around and goes, "Ooh, who's that guy? He let me his Kleenex." So there it is. There's the drama, right? Gonna have to leave his wife.
Yeah, it's interesting, but Bob, I tell you, the reality of that organization is not that sexy. Let me tell you,
they don't do that. What they're showing,
no,
is not done.
Oh hell no, it's completely ridiculous. It's about 10% true. About 10% true. No. The filmmakers said they had to exaggerate. Because what shocked people in the 30s is not the same thing that shocks people now. So what they were shocked with in the 30s, the only thing in those masses that happens is the priest is topless. That's it. The priestess is topless. I mean, that's the only thing. That's it.
Yeah, okay. If what shocks people in the 30s, okay, so wasn't much. So today, though, they have to show the way it is today from our perspective back in the 30s. I see what you mean. So you're saying the 30s would not be that. They'd be murdered if they did that. But for today's unshockable audience, they got to exaggerate it. They got to exaggerate the 30s.
Yeah. There is no cunnilingus in any sort of rituals. Now, if people want to organize and do something on their own, I'm sure, you know, you can do what you want. But no, hell no. It's tame. It's tame. It's not shocking in the least. It's energizing and interesting if done correctly, the rituals. But no, it's not like that, man. It's crazy. It's crazy. Like, did you see, Bob? They have a priestess you can just go have sex with. And I promise you, it would be a lot more members if that was true, that you can just go have sex with a priestess. Come on.
Okay, so are you going to be able to talk long or just 10 minutes?
I could talk about 30 more minutes.
Okay, because I don't think we can go another hour, so I'll end the official recording, and then we can talk unrecorded.
Yeah, that'd be good.
In 7 minutes. So let's see if Sean has something to say. Anything to say, Sean?
Yes, Bob, that was just phenomenal. All the recordings, this last one gave so many practical applications for us as well with all this information we're taking in. I mean, every week, all we can say is, oh, my God, oh, my God. We don't have new words to explain that it's just week upon week, this new, as Ian explained it, plumbing for our brains.
Yeah.
And then he gave some real nice applications of how you, and that you can also tie into what we're hearing of how we're doing it already, but how you can consciously help relieve yourself from these pressures you get yourself in, and then noticing why you're getting them.
Yeah.
It's just,
well, okay. Now you're doing it.
Yummy.
Appreciate it. It's love job. Are you listening to these sessions as they unfold each week in the archives?
Am I listening to what?
The archive.
The archive.
What I'm playing.
No, what I'm doing lately, I was going to tell you about this. So every day lately, I've just tried to come up with a letter, you know, go to the Ion and Bob Blogspot, come see if Ion sends me a letter. So I go to that letter, and then I'm led to listen to something from those archives that is pertinent to what I'm looking at.
Be it pertinent to what?
Pertinent to my research, you know.
Right. Okay, so you're doing that. But you're missing a lot if you're not listening to these archives from 2009, 2010, as Sean was just explaining.
Okay, I'll check it out.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff there, right, Sean? Well, incredible. Considering
Yes.
considering what people have heard, there's a lot of different things we've heard, but this is organized, or this is stuff you haven't heard, even in the later years. It's stuff we didn't release. So you, if you're interested in ION, ION's becoming real for you. Love job, you got to listen to this. Hey, did you hear about my my bowel movements don't have any odor? Did you hear about that? Yeah, I think maybe you saw, you're on one of the lists. You would have seen that.
No, right? No, I haven't seen it. Are you saying literally your shit doesn't stink?
Yes. Literally. And it's been going for about 3 weeks, and we think it's due to the Pico Silver.
Oh, wow. Very cool.
Yeah, and Carol was on here to verify it. No, it's pretty weird. So that's
weird.
The power of our latest product. We're not making shit up either. I mean, one wouldn't even think to make it up. I know what to do. I'll tell everybody my shit doesn't smell. Nobody's going to believe that, right? You wouldn't think of that as a lie to try to project.
Right. I agree.
Yeah. So pretty interesting what the Pico Silver is doing to me. Right, Nick? Nick will agree. Nick will agree. There's his cue. No cue. Back to you, Love Job. What do you want to talk about?
Oh, man, speaking of cue.
Yeah. Are you into that?
I am.
Well, what? Tell us about it. What's it mean?
Well, I'd rather talk after. Let's wait till the recording.
Okay.
Go offline on this one.
All right. So, Nick. What do you want to say, Nick? Did you enjoy the recording?
Bob, I am loving these series. Is that Inner Outer and Middle Kingdom has just shifted so much. It's crazy. yeah, very, very good.
Yep. It's not totally understandable yet, but each session we get more information, starts to work, starts to get organized.
And the parallel world stuff, Bob, very good too.
Yeah, now there's somebody named 222 wrote this. Interesting, and this is just a half hour ago or something. Interesting conversation here. It is human nature, if I'm not mistaken, to continuously discover we did not see things properly because of our lacking comprehension. Paradigm shifts and technological leaps allow us to understand and comprehend better despite our still standing in the right spot to get the perspective that would allow us to see the actual shape. We thought the world was flat. The moon was the size of a baseball, hovering 40 feet off the ground. Also, we thought we were the center of the universe. Does Schumann resonance relate with this frequency fluctuation you two have mentioned? Anybody remember anything about the Schumann resonance? I remember that coming up. But
no.
I don't think we are the center of the universe. No. That's the main message of ION. You are the center of the universe.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's and, you know, going to physical outer kingdom description, it's not the whole universe out there in that comes from this world. This world is the center of it. You know, the pre-Copernicus view that the Earth was the center of the universe, not the sun, is close to what Ion's saying.
Well, Ion says the stars are in our eyes, Bob, so go figure.
No, I say that.
You say that.
Yeah, I was the one who came up with that 40 years ago. Okay, now we're going to get ready for the good stuff from Love Job.
Meaty, oh, yeah. Bob. Thank you, Bob.
You're welcome.